Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. And tonight we have a really great guest for you guys. We have Kathy DePiva, who played Leo Bono. I mean, not Leo Bono. Leo on One Life to Live, and Leo on Zeno Hostel, and then she went to play Eve on Days of Our Life, which was an amazing recast of all time. And let me bring on Nadia. Okay. Hey, Nadia.
Hello.
How are you? Okay, let's see. I'm fine, I think. So, I think Cassie is on the line. Let's bring her in. You want to introduce her again? Oh, did I do a good job?
You did a good job.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, you did a great job with the introduction. I played all those crazy people.
Yeah, but I said Bono, and I meant to say all your last names on One Life to Live, but they left, like, my brain. Like,
yeah,
I,
that's all right.
So how
okay,
there
are a lot of,
I mean,
there were a lot of last names on One Life to Live.
Yes, you did. I mean, you were amazing on One Life to Live. I mean, I feel sad that One Life to Live, you know, went off the air because you were absolutely great all the way through. And when it ended, I don't think any of the fans wanted it to end because it was this American staple. And it was America icon soap that should have never ended, in my opinion. So,
well, I agree with you, and I think there are so many fans that miss One Life to Live, and I certainly enjoyed the whole run, the whole stint. It was part of my life and in a real positive way, and I met some wonderful people. You know, I met my husband, my real-life husband, while I did it. My pregnancy was used in the storyline. It was life-changing for me, and I miss it.
You know, I just think that it was one of the soaps that was the best way of I loved it whenever there was a cat fight.
Had a lot of those.
Yeah, you did. And you always held your own because, you know, you were Leo and Leo could hold their own. And what I loved was, you know, the Kramer girls, the Kramer women, you know, Dorian and you, Robin Strasser and you, always had that deep, really great connection, and I just thought you guys looked so great together.
Robin Strasser is a phenomenal actress. She's probably one of the smartest women that I know. She was a joy to work with. I love her to this day. She feels like family to me, and they should have had a spinoff of the Kramer women. We could have had our own little show.
Well, yeah, because they really should have had the spinoff of the Kramer women because you guys alone will, you know, the Kramer women you know, were so strong, and they built you guys' characters as strong women. And, yeah, I mean, I love Dorian and Vicky whenever they went at it, too. I'm like, uh-oh, they're going at it again. But I you know, I thought it was one of the soaps that did great social issues at a time where I believe in the 90s, you guys were the very first soap. I hope I'm right in saying this, God. But I think you guys were the first soap that did the whole AIDS storyline. I believe you guys were, like, the first people to do that. And so I always thought, you know, it was amazing that you guys
That was right before I joined the cast, and they did a beautiful AIDS storyline where they had the big quilt. And then General Hospital did a beautiful AIDS storyline, too, afterwards. But One Life to Live was the first to do it. You know, they had Reverend Carpenter and I remember that show, but I had not joined the cast at that point. I joined the cast in 1993. And I believe that story was in 1991 or 92. I'm not sure.
Okay. To me, it seemed like you were always on there.
Sometimes it felt like that, too. But no. I was on the show from 93.
Wow. Okay. You were on there so long that, you know, you had to go between Todd and you. You and Marvin Howard had the chemistry so good all the way through. You know, if you guys were fighting with each other, actually loving each other, and then when the other Todd appeared, you had
Trevor.
With Trouble, you had such a great time with that, too, because, you know, when they found out Todd and Victor were brothers and the whole thing, I'm like, wow, okay, that's amazing.
That's good soap. It's good soap opera.
Yeah, but I actually, not to get hate by all the Todd and Leo fans, I love you and Max. I do that's where I thought you guys had really great chemistry then. So, yeah. And also, how is your son doing? I remember when he was born because you and Kelly Ripa were pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
So, how is he doing?
He is doing well. He's finishing up his final year of at Rochester Institute of Technology, and he's in industrial design, and he's probably so stressed out right now because he's finishing up all of his senior thesis. And I know he's going to look forward to when all that work is behind him, but I'm extremely proud of him. He's been on the dean's list for 4 years straight, and this was a boy in his freshman year of college said, I don't want to do this, Mom. This is not for me. And so he's really found his way, and I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, and I know he was originally bone deaf, and you guys got him the cochlear implant when it wasn't popular. Yes, I do my homework, people. With that, you know, has he ever had to go in and get another one, or is that for, like, a life, for him for life? Or does he have to go in and get another operation at any time?
No, he doesn't have to have another operation. Whatever, as far as I know, the part that they implanted inside, they just have to, like, update the outer apparatus, And so I think he's in the process of getting that updated. And that's just a matter of, you know, things become better and certain things become obsolete. And now with Bluetooth, I mean, there's so much new technology that it's, you know, batteries are smaller and he just is getting an upgrade on the, he has a cochlear implant, the nucleus. And it's just been life-changing for him. He has a very normal life.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I haven't said this because I didn't have to, but I had to have one because I got this really bad virus, and it took my white hearing away. And it was when my mom was pregnant, she had the CB8 virus, but she didn't have any symptoms. So for 42 years, everything was fine. And then I got really sick. And then I got, you know, really, really sick. And I kept hearing things in my right ear that were not there because it was just taking the place of the hearing, I guess. And it took a year and a half for them to find out what was wrong with me. And the moment they turned on the cochlear implant, I felt alive again because it's a greatest thing that they can do now. Because
it's wonderful.
I'm so forever grateful because, you know, I wasn't so sure about the surgery. But, you know, and when I woke up, I'm like, why can't I heal yet? And they go, because you need to go back in 2 weeks for them to turn it on. I'm like, oh, I have to wait more time. And he goes, yeah, but just 2 weeks. So, yeah. So
you just
got to
teach your brain, because we don't hear with our ears, we hear with our brain. And so you had to reteach your brain, what those sounds were. And
Did
you see the sound of metal?
I don't mind discussing it, but I just...
Oh, I don't.
Never.
Did you see the sound of metal?
And so, since I knew it was so open with, you know, on your story, I thought it was okay to ask. And how are you doing? Because you had cancer last year or the year before, right?
I had cancer, believe it or not. I am going on my 5-year remission, which, praise God, I just turned 60 on March 21st, and when I turned 55, that's when I guess my body started to fall apart. I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, AML, and I went through a very intensive chemo regimen, hospitalization, and I have been in remission for 5 years now, which is good. Or going on 5 years. It'll be 5 years in July.
Great. Well, I didn't know it was that long time ago. I think time goes by so fast and you don't realize how fast time actually goes. And
I was talking to
Grandma, who refuses to call in on air, is such a big fan of yours on days, plain Eve.
Oh.
The day you left, she screamed at me for over a half an hour. Why is Eve leaving? Is she ever coming back? And I'm supposed to go save your job over a day for her. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be working on that. So, yeah, she really enjoyed your stunt. On date. She's been watching Days of Our Life since day one. That's her soap. We knew never to interrupt her between days or we will all be dead grandchildren. So, yeah. You know, so how was it going from Days, One Life to Live to Days? Because I love you on Days as well. And, you know, in my mind, I forgot about the recast. You made Eve... your own. You totally made your own.
Well, thank you. I was offered the role of Eve probably trying to think how long it had been after One Life to Live had been canceled after the Prospect Park reboot. But it was, Eve was a completely different character than Blair. You know, Eve is, to me, she's mean and broken. You know, Blair had a lot more heart. Eve is a little, she's a little bit more desperate and pathetic. But it was fun to play her, and I enjoyed her. I mean, she would get herself into more trouble than she could get out of, so...
Well, you and Melissa Weem, I have to say, had the chemistry of on there of your cattiness, and I loved it. I loved it. I love, I'm like, okay, I'm a big Jennifer fan, but Cassie now plays Eve. So I was in, like, the biggest struggle of my life. Who to vote for? I'm like, okay, this is not going to end good no matter who. But I thought you were great.
Well, thank you. I love Missy Reeves is so wonderful to work opposite. We're good friends, so we trusted each other, and we had to play. We just regressed to back in third grade and just fought like silly girls. But it was fun. It was really fun.
Well, it was. And is there any, are you coming back? Because we need Eve back. Brady needs Eve back in his life, okay?
Well,
because
Eve is in jail. Eve is in jail for blowing up.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you and
the
Dale,
wedding,
well,
remember, and getting doing Ben, and she got all wackadoodle and tried to brainwash Ben. So I don't know if she'll ever come back, but I'm not going to say no. I love working at Days of Our Lives. I love the cast. I love the crew. It was a really great experience for me.
Yeah, Eric, when you and Eric Mossoff were working together, he was just on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I fell in love with him, totally fell for him. And, you guys have the chemistry, and, I thought it was really great was, God, if Teresa came back and they made you three the biggest triangle, again,
yeah.
It would be great to watch because you and, the actress name is not
Jen
my brain
Lilly.
Today, but you
Jen
guys
Lilly.
Were great as sisters. You and Teresa, yeah, I loved
yes.
how you guys were great together. Yeah, you guys don't have the same mom, people, but they have the same dad. People
right.
always wondered why you, how were you two related, because a lot of people didn't see Eve the first time around, so I had a lot of explaining to do to my audience. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And,
it's
Nadia,
a good character.
Yeah, I cannot leave my girl. Nadia, I know you have Crescent, and we have Carlos. Boy, Nadia, we have callers. Oh, my God. Okay. This
I know.
Horrible.
We have a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Cassie. How are you? It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
So I have a few questions for you. I have
Super.
Regular questions, and then I also have questions that are would you rather questions. Are you
okay.
up for doing those types of questions?
I can try. If I might have to say pass because
okay.
it's either too far out of my frame of reference or I just can't even fathom. But I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so for the regular questions, I have out of all the characters you portrayed on the soaps, which character did you like the most?
Nadia, that's really hard because each – playing Chelsea was wonderful because she was, a really a good girl. I mean, very different. And and it was my first role, so it was challenging. You know, probably of all the roles that I have played, Blair has to be the best just for me because it was such the longest that I played it, and it was part of it was just part of my being.
And I understand you are a singer and got to sing at the Grand Ole Opry at age 18. What was that like?
No, that was really special. You know, that was probably the highlight of my career for a long, long time. And, I at first thought I was going to go into music, and that was what I was trying to do. And then the acting took off, and I could just kind of shift it. But I've even with my soap opera roles, from Chelsea to Blair and even Eve, music has always been an underlying, you know, there was underlying tones of music in the with the characters. I sang on all three shows.
That's right. Yeah.
Because
I was telling Carly and my other friend Veronica, like, I love Nashville, and I visited the Grand Ole Opry, and I actually got a tour of the Grand Ole Opry. It was just amazing.
Yeah. And it's a really – I've sung on the Grand Ole Opry twice. I did when I was 18, when I was working at Opryland. And then when I had – when my first CD came out, I performed A Lesson I'll Never Learn off of that CD.
Oh, wow. That must have been awesome, though, that you got to perform.
It was fun. You know,
I
have lived an incredible life. It's just been all exciting and fun, and I've been very blessed, and I'm grateful.
That's awesome. So I have the would you rather question. I don't want to do too many because I know we have a lot of people that want to talk to you. So,
my God, you do.
Would you rather be giving a lifetime supply of delicious food or books?
Gosh. a lifetime supply of delicious food or books. I would probably say food because I can, you know, books are food for the soul, but, you know, if I didn't have to go grocery shopping, that would be just awesome.
I know. I mean, I like how it is now. Like, because of the COVID, so it was hard to go into the grocery store. So they have here in Boston, they have the Instacart. So we order our groceries through them, and then they come and deliver it. It's awesome. I think it's the best thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm up in the Catskills where, you know, I have to drive 8 miles to the one grocery store in the whole town. And, you know, I go and I shop for a week, come home, sanitize everything, and then, you know, go back. And tomorrow I've got to go to the grocery store. So I'm like, okay, making my list.
Would you rather spend a day at an amusement park or on the beach?
Or where? I didn't hear that last part.
On the beach?
Probably beach.
Me too.
I don't like amusement parks too much. Yeah.
I don't either.
Too many people.
Would you rather be? Yeah. Would you rather be fluent in all languages or every musical instrument?
Oh, every musical instrument by far. I can't play anything, and I love music so much. I love it, and I wish that I had that gift. And, you know, I took piano for 5 years and never got out of the first book. So, that's, you know, some people could just got it, and some people don't. I do not have it.
Exactly. Yeah, I love music, too. I listen to music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And would you rather own your own boat or your own plane?
Probably plane. That because I'm plane. I can get to where I'm going.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
and
I mean, these,
I do
you're
have
talking
one
fantasy
more.
Here. Yeah, these are good. These are easy. Oh, if I could have all the food I want or the books I want, a plane or a boat. Yeah, okay. These aren't hard.
Nope. And this one is, would you rather eat pizza or ice cream for an eternity?
Gosh, man. Both of them are so awesome, but...
I know.
I'm going to go ice cream just because it's so bad for you.
Do you have a favorite type of ice cream?
I do happen to like Häagen-Dazs. It's that Dolce. I don't even know what it's called, but it's, I love that. But my favorite, favorite ice cream is chocolate chip mint.
Chocolate. Yeah, I think the one you're talking about, I think it's like Dolce de Leche or something like that.
Yes, girlfriend, that is it,
yes.
And I love it.
I love that one, too. And
so
vanilla is my favorite.
Yes. Oh, gosh, that's good stuff.
Yes. Okay, so, well, Kathy, I don't want to keep everyone waiting, so it was great talking to you. Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah.
No problem.
And back to Carly.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Kathy, I just want to say before I forget, when you were on General Hospital and you and Robert Wright were in the scenes together, that made my whole decade because I love Robert Wright so much. I mean, besides you, she's one of my favorite actresses in the whole wide world, and I just love the Blair and Carly stuff. I loved it, and I meant to say that. So,
thank you. She's so good and talented, and she just carries so much on that show. And it was really nice to go out to California right after One Life to Live ended. And you know, I was only there. I think I only did like 7 episodes or something, but I just wanted to represent One Life to Live. That was what all I wanted to do. And those scenes were, they were good. And they were very well written. Ron Colavarti wrote those scenes. They were really good.
Well, yeah, and it was. So, and I have so many calls. The first, our boy Marcus is on the line.
Okay.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey,
Martha.
Hi, Marcus. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say thank you for doing this.
Oh, my gosh. This is – are you kidding? I love doing soap opera work, but I love talking to the people that watch it, that are fans of the show, because you guys don't miss a beat, and I just love to find out what's going on with you guys. So I love it.
Yeah, you're one of my favorite people I interviewed out of everybody in 2020. I just want to tell you that.
Thank you. Thank
so
you
much
very
joy,
much.
So full of life. So your zest is infectious. I just commend you for everything. I wish you the best.
Well, thank you, Marcus. I've had a really good life. And my soap opera career has been fun. I just, you know, it's tough right now because this is the longest I have gone without being soap opera work or being on a set.
Yeah.
So it kind of hurts my heart, but I hopefully that eventually after all of the COVID protocols or, you know, all this is behind us, I can get back on a set and work again and act because I really miss it.
Yeah, especially here in New York. It's like I hope things start opening up soon because we miss everything. Broadway,
I know.
Thank you so much, Cassie. You know, I think the world of you. You're a dream. There's no other way to describe you.
Oh, you're kind, Marcus. So you live in New York City?
I live in Long Island, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great, great. Well, I'm up in the Catskills right now, and that's kind of where I've been through the COVID arc. But I'm really waiting for spring to get here. We're supposed to get about 4 inches of snow tonight, so it's like, oh my goodness, it was 70 degrees last week and now it's gonna snow tonight, so I don't know.
Thank you so much, Cassie DePaiva.
All right. Thank you, Marcus.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
He is like he comes and then he goes so fast. And next, I believe, is hold on. I'm looking for let me see, this is for when this is for light some people. And then they put in this whisper to you, you want to kill them, but let's see. Who next will be Brian, and let me find, okay, I think this is Brian. Hey, Brian. Okay, let me try this again. Hi, Brian.
Is it Brian?
Brian, yeah. Brian, can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay, hold on. Why?
He says
Brian,
he's muted.
Can you hear us? Okay. Oh, whoops. Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Brian? Brian, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. He is.
Okay, awesome. Welcome to the club.
Thank you. Are you there, okay. Kathy?
Yep, you're on.
What is it?
Hello.
Brian. Yep.
Is Kathy still there?
I know you, Brian. Brian, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, go.
Brian's still there.
For Kathy.
But I don't know if Kathy's still there, though.
Oh, no. Kathy, are you here?
She might have to call back in. She might have to call back in. Hold on. Don't worry about it. Calm down. Hold on. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Did she call back in?
I'm looking for her area code right now. Oh, yes. Hold on.
Yep. Yeah, I just told her to call back in.
Hold on. 5-9. No, I don't see her on here. Hold on. Okay. 9-1. Oh, Cassie, are you there? Cassie? Okay.
Hold on. I think her connection's... hold on. Let me...
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
I can't believe it's in... Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. You know what? I could hear you the whole time, and you kept telling me to call back in, so I just called back in.
Oh.
I could hear Brian. I could hear everybody.
Blog talk.
Yeah, we did. We could hear you.
Well, that's funny. I could hear Brian. And
yeah, but Brian is on the line.
Okay.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Cassie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. I can hear you the whole time.
Okay. So, first of all, happy belated birthday from somebody who
Thank
turned
you.
Just a little before you.
Oh, gosh.
It's fine.
Happy birthday
We're
to
good.
You too.
We made it.
That's right. It beats the alternative.
And you look, you know, and you look amazing, and you sound
thanks.
Happy, and so it's all, and you know, it's all good. I want to say I was so thrilled to hear how well JQ is doing, because you probably won't remember this, but I was one of the first people you talked to publicly about him when I was the editor at Soap Opera News. So
I probably don't remember, because I was so overwhelmed by.
Yeah, no, I'm not expecting you to remember, but I think about him and I think about you, and I was so glad to hear that he's doing so well. He was a sweet kid.
Yeah,
I was lucky enough to meet him.
He is doing great. I mean, as far as life goes, he's just overwhelmed right now trying to finish up his college.
Yeah, that's a big.
I can speak for him to say that he's doing great, but right now he would say, "Mom, this sucks." So he's stressed out. But he's good.
I mean, college is a long way away for both of us. So you were also saying that, yes, this is the longest you've not been on the soap, and I, of course, remember all of the One Life to Live days. I mean, before I worked at the magazine, after whatever. Would your dream maybe now to go back to General Hospital and you could work with both Roger and Michael?
Oh, I would. I'm not going to poo-poo any job offer. I would love to. I just like being on a set of a soap opera. I love soap operas. I've always loved them. If I could pick the perfect job, if they would reboot One Life to Live in New York, that would be perfect, because then I won't have to travel so much. Because there's only, all the soaps are out in Los Angeles now. But I wish that they had a, I miss. You know, New York needs some soap operas. They need some production there. So I wish that would reboot it, but I don't know that that's ever going to happen. But if they
they are doing the primetime version of All My Children, which I don't know if they're planning to shoot here in New York.
I don't know either.
Kelly.
But I think it's just great. I think it's great that they're doing it. And I wish that they were doing some type of version of One Life to Live. And, they've been rumored that they were going to do something for so many years, but that has never come to fruition, so I don't know.
Well, we miss having you on our screens. I certainly miss the Kramer sisters. Robin was, at least until recently, living in my neighborhood, and I would run into her all the time. I haven't seen her since the COVID started, but...
Right.
I just, and I miss hearing you sing. I really do miss
hearing you. Well, you're sweet. I really haven't sung in so long. Ever since I had cancer, performed. I haven't performed. It's not that I haven't, just haven't had the opportunity to do it.
It'll be a post-COVID world, and hopefully there'll be plenty of opportunities for you to do everything.
I hope so. Did you happen to see the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS thing that they did?
Yes, I did. I was actually live tweeting it.
Wasn't it great?
No, I wasn't live tweeting it. I was on the site live commenting, and it was bringing back so many memories. I saw so many of them live because I'm actually a theater critic also, and I was talking to Kathy Breyer during it. But Kathy's still a really good friend.
She's awesome. And it was such a great, what a great time in ABC daytime too. That they raised so much money for Broadway Cares.
The most important thing, I do part-time work for Broadway Cares. I mean, as a volunteer, but.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So I'm glad that you got to see it. I was so happy.
I promoted all those great
productions. It was great.
It was amazing reliving it. I seen some of the shows live, not all of them, but just watching that. And yes, the depth, I always say this, people don't understand, the people listening here do, the depth of talent for people who work on soap operas. is really unparalleled.
Oh, yeah. And
and I find myself defending that as a theater critic. And I was like, look, I got to know these people during my time at Soap Opera News. Many of you became my friends, or are still my friends.
Sure.
You have no idea how I tell people, you do have no idea how hard they work, what they do in a day. I went to the set, I think it was AMC, not One Life, but, you know, all the other actors should just bow down to you guys for what you're able to do. And the fact that so many of you are triple talent. Whether we know it or not, you know, the soap, you did get this thing on your soap, but it's, you know, not everybody gets to show their musical side.
Right, and there's some people that got some great chops,
great chops, you. And, of course, you know, you, Bobby Eakin, Kathy Breyer, of course, as your trio, but there are so many people throughout the soaps who can do it all, and people out there need to know that.
Yeah,
but
well, thank you.
Please give my best to James, and
she will.
Hope to see you on screen soon, Kat.
I hope so too, Brian. And you just stay healthy and stay happy.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. You're welcome and call back anytime.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Okay, now we have let's see. How about 606? You on there? 606, you on there?
All right, that's
okay.
Me. This, you got me, Cassie.
What? Wait. No, I only have Cassie on here.
Yes.
Okay. okay. 917, you on there?
Is that me?
That's me.
Oh my God! Wow. There are so many 917s.
We have
today.
A lot of 917s, but.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, okay, so let's see, this is, okay, I'm going to a non-917 right now, because, let's see, who else, okay, 731, you're on there.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this? Shayla? Hi, Shayla.
Oh,
where are you
welcome.
From? This is Kathy.
From Bradford. Hey, from Bradford, Tennessee. You know me.
Oh, it's Shayla. Yes. So who is this again?
Shayla.
Oh, it's Shayla.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you. How are you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
You don't sound like you.
Oh. No, I've been waiting on the phone. So I'm going to wait a little longer. See if I'm...
So what are you doing, Shayla?
Nothing. I just seen this earlier today, and I said I'm fixing to call in.
Well, I'm glad that you did. I sent you that that tweet thanking you for the bracelets. You gave me the most beautiful bracelet for my birthday. So thank you.
You're welcome. Have you got to go shopping yet?
No, I have not. I got my last, my second vaccine shot today, so... As soon as I get, you know, in 2 weeks, I can feel like I can get out and about and not feel so paranoid about COVID.
I'm supposed to get mine the 15th of April.
Mm. Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. I can't.
I didn't have any side effects or anything.
Good. They were telling you would, and I was scared.
Yeah, there's no reason to be scared. I didn't. It didn't hurt. Fine.
Yeah. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just hanging out here, talking to you guys, and it's always a treat to talk to people that have followed my career and love soap opera. So it's fun.
Yeah, you know I love you on any show.
The what?
I said I'd love to see you on any show.
Well, I'd like to be on any
soap
show,
opera.
Actually, Sheila. But that's, you know, it's I'm in New York, and those soaps are out in California and traveling right now. They're just not doing that.
Yeah, they
you
need
know.
To bring One Life to Live back.
That's what I say.
All my children.
I agree with you.
Well, I agree. It was,
not going to get argument from me.
No, you can be on there, you and Todd, back. Or you can be with anybody, and you'll be great.
Oh, you're sweet to say that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, okay. I ain't going to be greedy. You know I could be, but I ain't going to be greedy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope that your shot on the 15th goes well for you, and I hope that you're staying healthy.
I hope you do, too. You know I love and I support you any way I can.
I know. You're such a good friend, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah. Call back in any time.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, let's see. Who's going to go to next? 714, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Kathy, this is Kathy Gunn.
Oh, my dear. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. How are you? I mean, I've been listening. So I'm so happy to hear you. And I've been listening, of course. I can tell everyone, and they already know it because they love you, but I love when you so genuinely say that you love soap operas and soap opera fans, because my experience with you proves that, and, you know, you have a fan.
Well,
for
tell everybody what you – tell everybody our connection, or do you want me to tell it?
However you want.
Well, Emmys, as you all know, the daytime Emmys are a big deal. Well, Kathy always volunteers to work that event, and she would be my wrangler. I would call it a wrangler. If you presented or if you did whatever, that's how I know you, Kathy. And I give you hugs every time I see you because you are always so kind and so good to me. And we had
fun.
Well,
it was really fun. The first year, you know, it was kind of just random. We are assigned to whomever. And then I remember I got to do it again the next year. And those were fun days in New York, walking that long red carpet between the hotel dinner and to Radio City Music Hall. And,
and you never knew if it was going to snow, rain, sleet, or be hot.
No.
I mean, it was just, you never knew. It was like usually in May. So it could be any kind of weather.
But you were always great. I loved Jimmy walking behind and all his little comments that he made all the time. It kept me quite entertained all the time.
Yeah, giving me a hard time at every step.
Yes. And then one of my favorite memories from one of the Radio City is when a group of you all sang, but you probably remember I'm also a big Wally Kurse fan, and you guys got to sing, and then I was standing off to the side riding in the elevator with you after, and just how fun and happy you guys were for that performance. And it's a very special memory to me.
Yeah, Wally is such – I was so excited when I joined the Days cast and I got to work with Wally. I've always thought he's a phenomenal performer, and I love his music, and he is such a great – and he's a true friend of mine. But what a genuine, wonderful soul he is. He's just fantastic. And he's done great work on both General Hospital and Days of Our Lives this year, so kudos to him, and I miss him very much.
I was hoping when you were even there was a little, there were little hints that perhaps Eve and Justin might get together. That would have been my dream pairing, but it didn't work out.
Well, I don't understand why they didn't write that, because Wally and I have made no secret that we would have loved to have worked with each other, but they just didn't write it. I think they just wanted Justin and Adrian were such a strong couple that,
right,
you know, if you threw Eve into the mix, you know, she's such a tart. So, I mean, she'd ruin anything. So.
But that could have been fun. It could have been fun.
Yeah. And Judy Evans is, talk about a phenomenal actress. I mean, so great.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hog all the time either, but I'm just so happy that I saw this and I got to call in and send my love your way.
Oh, I can't tell you how it warms my heart to talk to my friends. This is beautiful.
Yep.
So thank you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Take good care.
You take good care, and I hope to see you sometime very soon.
Me too.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Phil Fortin, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Some people just maybe want to listen, but I don't want to leave anyone out because that would be rude. And, okay, 941, you're on the air.
Hey. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Who is this?
Cassie.
Yes, who is this?
You know me very well, Cassie. I sang at your concert.
Is this Johnny?
Yeah.
How are you, Johnny?
I am okay. I sent you a tweet with a couple clips I want you to look at.
I did not see that. I saw the tweet where you said, did you get my tweet with the clips? But I did not get the clip, so I'll have to go back and look at my Twitter feed and see if I can find it.
Because I have evidence that, you know how I said, Todd.
I know.
But Blair has something to do with Todd's disappearance. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
I have evidence. And I showed it to you on Twitter.
All right, well, I'll have
so
to find it because I've missed it.
Can you turn maybe your DMs? I can DM you.
What did you?
Can you make?
Yeah, well, I follow you, so you send stuff to me, so I'm sure you can do that.
I can DM for some reason.
Huh.
I don't think you follow me.
I'll see what I can. I'll try to figure that out. Okay. I'm not really.
Yeah,
because
I gotta show you this. I gotta show you these clips because I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll change your mind.
Okay. Are you still living down in Florida?
Yeah.
Everything good? You doing okay?
I'm doing as okay as I can be.
Okay.
Are you watching any other soap operas? No. I had Prince Final Cord about 3 months ago, so I'm recovering from that. Using a walker now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hope that you're healing well.
Yeah, I gotta show you this evidence. I gotta show you this because I think you're changing your mind.
Okay.
My whole thing is that I want to be the character I want to live because I want to confront you with all this evidence.
Okay.
How's JQ?
JQ's doing great. Thank you for asking.
Call
he's finishing up his. He's finishing up his senior year of college and doing well, and I just hanging out.
How old is he?
What?
How old is he?
JQ is 23.
Wow. I'm 40 now.
You're 40?
I'm 40.
You're almost an old man.
Yep.
But you don't look 40.
You know, Cassie,
you look young.
I want everybody to hear this. I want everybody to hear this. I tricked you at the concert. Do you know that?
I know.
I tricked you.
You sang with me. You sang with me. It was fun.
You remember how I was shaking and you mentioned it?
Yes.
Remember how I was shaking?
We sang the song.
Yeah,
no.
Be great. Like Cassie, you know how I was shaking at the concert, like shaking like a leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Those stairs were really steep, and I was afraid I was going to fall. It wasn't stage fright at all. I tricked you.
Oh,
I tricked everybody.
The steps
getting up there was so steep. I was afraid I was going to fall off the stage. But I tricked everybody.
You were pretending?
Yeah. And you know what? You know what they say? When you fool the audience, that's your job. When you fool a colleague, you made it.
Well, you made it because you fooled me.
Did I fool you?
Yeah.
Did I fool you? Yeah. I gotcha. But yeah, follow me on Twitter. I gotta show you these clips.
Okay, I will try. Okie doke.
Okay. Okay, have
great
have
talking
a good day,
to you,
Cassie.
Johnny.
Talk
you
too.
Take care.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yes.
How do I get off this?
Okay, so let's see. Who do I want to go to next?
Okay.
Let's see. Bobby.
Hey, Cassie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello?
Remember me? We met in Myrtle Beach. Hey,
yes.
Cassie.
How are you, Bobby?
Fine. We met in Myrtle Beach.
I remember. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know what? Before I go on any further, if that event had been a week later with everything going on with the pandemic last year, I probably would not have attended and would have waited till later this year. But I'm glad I got a chance to attend it before everything shut down.
Yeah, that was really a crazy. Who knew that this was going to be as awful as it turned out to be?
Yeah, but thankfully I got my vaccine shot. I got my last one in back on the 4th, and I don't have to worry about anything. And hopefully if Roger decides to revive his role as Pa Mary and Kirsten decides to come over there as Star again, maybe you will not fall behind on General Hospital.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Well,
you think
I figured
think they're going to bring Todd back?
Well, I think that might happen, and I think also Kirsten Austin will probably come back to General Hospital because she missed a good opportunity to actually be a good chance of being Faith on Young and Restless, or Claire on Days, but I think she would fit right in General Hospital as Star because that's the role that she brought to the top both on One Life to Live and General Hospital, which we saw her grow up from a little girl to a young lady.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know, I think the fans always loved Roger's Todd, and of course Kristen Starr. I mean, they're great, but they do need Blair in that mix. So hopefully, if that happens, they'll have me come back too. So we'll see.
Either they need to redeem Eve.
Yeah, Eve is such a bad.
Do you think she can be redeemed?
Yeah.
You think so, Bobby? She's pretty bad.
No. I think this is a fake out. I'm going to call by here on the show.
Well,
I think there's more to the storyline, Bobby, than we know. I don't think Franco is actually dead.
Look what happened to Ben. He saved Sierra. They fall in love, and they get married, and Eve has a sabotage that way, and now Sierra's trying to get her memory back.
Yeah. But
I really enjoyed the conversation we had for about 45 minutes during the Myrtle Beach, you and Eric. And you're welcome back anytime. And hopefully once this pandemic is over with, maybe they might start having you guys go back on the road where you will visit places like Myrtle Beach or Charlotte or Raleigh or Greensboro, where it would be a fantasy event by days or it would be ABC General Hospital fan event.
That'd be great. I hope that happens, that we can all get together and celebrate and talk about these soap operas and celebrate, you know, life again. Be good.
Yeah, but like one of the callers said, it would not surprise all of you go to all my children if they once they rebooted, if they can bring where to find out.
Well,
but again, like you said, we're in New York. But you know Kelly and Mark better than I do, so maybe they'll do that, or maybe they'll just keep it in California. I know with Kelly's busy job with Ryan, it's going to be hard to get her to move out west.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how many, you know, episodes that they do of it and how they shoot it. It's not like it's an everyday thing, like a regular soap opera, since it's a nighttime series. So maybe they can just, she takes a hiatus from her daytime talk show, she can do it. Who knows how they're going to do it. Maybe they'll do it in New York. It would be great for New York.
Yeah. And I want to just say one more thing, Kathy. Like I said earlier, if rather be Myrtle, rather be Charlotte, rather be Greensboro, rather be Raleigh, or even my home city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, if you ever have a soap event coming up, I'll save up the money just like I did with Myrtle Beach. I have saved up half of my Christmas fund money from 2018 just to go there.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, I'd love to see you, Bobby, and hope that they start doing more in-person events.
For one of those events.
That'd be great.
Okay, Bobby.
Have a good night.
Yeah,
okay, thank you, Bobby.
I'm putting you on a call on hold. Yeah, Bobby is one of our co-hosts. He didn't say that, but he is. So he is absolutely fun to work with. And Veronica, you on.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Cassie. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
I just want to call and say I'm so excited I get to talk to you. I'm a huge fan of your work on One Life to Live as Blair and Eve on Days of Our Lives. You did both of your roles did amazing and a super job. And just congratulations. I just love, you know, I miss soap. I miss soaps in New York. You know, I wish they would make soaps in New York. I totally agree with you.
Thanks. I'm right with you on that.
I mean, it's not the same. There's only four soaps left, but they're all based in Los Angeles. I mean, I miss the soaps, you know, in New York City, you know. But I hope that everything calms down, everything is, you know, trying to get back to normal, you know, being from Houston, Texas right now, it's, you know, they started opening a little bit of places, but not much, but I just got my first vaccine, and I'm so blessed, that's all I got to say, you know, because I'm also a college student.
I was like giddy.
I'm a college student at St. Jacinto College in Houston, Texas, and a teacher's assistant. So I totally understand. College is very hard. I totally understand.
Yes, it is.
And I just want to say, my question is, what would you, if they would reboot One Life to Live, what would you see Blair right now in the present time, your character Blair at this moment?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think that she and Todd would be running the Sun, the newspaper, but it would be more of a, they probably would have turned it into a bigger media, not so much a newspaper anymore, but more of a media conglomerate. You know, Star would be working with them, and they'd be, like, wreaking havoc in Landview.
Oh, yes, and I miss One Life to Live. I miss it very much, and definitely miss all the characters on the show. And I'm a huge Todd and Blair fan. I love, how they've been through the storyline, how they have gone through so much, and definitely, and you have a beautiful voice. I hope you make another album. You have just right now.
Make another album,
please, because we do everything that's going on in this world right now. Music has helped. Music helps a whole lot.
It sure does. I totally agree. Thank you.
Thank you so much again, and for taking my call and. Congratulations, continued success, and I hope you go back on Days. And yes, I know Eve is your character Eve, she's been through a lot because of losing her daughter, but you know what? I have a feeling they can redeem Eve.
I don't know. It'd be nice. She wears
that would be
dresses.
Great,
that's
but no,
I
like
know.
I said, it's a huge honor to talk to you, Cassie. I'm so glad talk to you, and definitely have a wonderful evening to all you guys, and definitely I'm looking forward to spring too.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the sunshine.
I will. Yeah. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Bianca, I'm putting you on hold, and Maggie is next. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Cassie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I am totally enjoying this because I love Blair. I always did.
Well, thank you.
But Eve is redeemable. I can picture it.
Well, I guess so. I mean, she has a lot to apologize for.
She does, but she's been redeemable. I believe that she really wants. Well, she's been through so much with her daughter. People should take that into consideration and give her a break.
I know. I think so, too.
Give her a break.
Yeah. And maybe Julie's Club, you could be singing. They could get you in that way.
That would be good, too. But, that is completely up to the powers that be, and they've got a full roster right now. And I would love to go back and, stir a little trouble up in Salem.
Okay, so you're going to be redeemed, but you're still going to be a little mischievous.
Well, she can't help. You can't. I don't know. I don't think you can change that much. She might want to change, but I'm sure she'll go back to her bad ways just because she's Eve, evil Eve.
What a dynamic role, though. Your clothes and your whole attitude and this whole thing with Ben, it was like, oh, my God, she could be a mean person that you want killed,
It was mean. I was terribly mean.
Oh,
God. Like, oh, my gosh, when I opened up the script, I thought, oh, my gosh, I am so bad. This is really bad.
Yeah. Your sweet face. And then
it.
Loved it, though. But it was shocking. It's your talent that came through.
Yeah.
Talent. Oh. And I love you naturally. But also give James my love. I miss him on TH.
I sure will. I will tell him, you know. Yep.
And also, before I forget, they missed the boat on you and A. Martinez on Days of a Life, since you did create the dollar together, right, Maggie?
Yeah, that would work.
I would say A. Martinez is so wonderful.
Eduardo and Eve, I would love seeing you in A. I love A. He's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left, you, Maggie knows, I went through the roof. Lori, didn't I, Maggie?
Yes, we wanted to go to California and tell them off.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed working with each other. It was really fun working with him.
Mm-hmm. You guys could have been a couple. And to grieve this dollar together. And you know when the Eve, being Eve, evil side of Eve, that's why we love Eve. Kathy, that's why Eve can never be good for so long, because we need a Ben that we rather hate, you know, on the show. And you built that so well together. And when they brought in Robin for Vivian, you know,
I was in heaven.
Did you guys, you didn't get to work together, did you? Because I'm trying to remember.
No, Robin and I had scenes together. We definitely had scenes together. And it was, to me, you know, they made the jokes like, do I know you? You look like somebody I know. Yeah. We had scenes together. We had a couple of scenes together. And it warmed my heart to, because I didn't think that I would ever work with Robin again after One Life to Live ended. And it was just really, really, really special to have her there.
Yeah, I mean, I love Robin. We love Robin so much, and you, and we have all the callers we have that want to talk. But Nadia, Maggie, don't we want Kathy to come back sometime?
Totally.
Yeah.
And
I'd
especially
be glad
with
to
her
come
new
back
album.
Sometime.
And with her new album.
Always welcome.
I'll just sing. Yeah.
Please do.
Oh, y'all are funny.
Please. Please sing. I love your voice.
Would you tell your husband hi? And he played such a bad guy on Zeno Hospital that I was ready to strangle him and stuff like that.
Well, he didn't know he was going to be playing that either. You know, he was just a doctor.
Okay.
And then halfway through his stint, they said, oh, they're shifting. That was when the Me Too movement happened. And they shifted his character. He was like going, oh, this is not going to end well. But you never know. As actors, you take on a role, and then with soap operas, it never ends. So they can change it. They can change a character on a dime. So that's what they did.
Exactly. Yeah, and they can bring him back from the dead. They do all that.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, it was. We love you one day with Michael E. Knight when you guys did that on the flight thing. You guys were hot.
Oh, the what if? Those were fun.
What if, yes. I watched it sometimes just for fun, and I loved it. How they brought One Life to Live and Ohio stuck together, and all my children. I thought that was a really great job, and I love you, Michael E. Knight, and I love Michael E. Knight is on the 8th. Come on, Zeno Hospital, you could play a whole new character, bring you in to play Michael E. Knight, husband, you know, or something, or ex-lover, you know, because you guys had the chemistry.
And
yeah, he's a
go,
talented
well,
actor. Yeah.
The three of us, Nadia, me, Maggie, Blanca, all we would love to help James on our show.
Yeah,
and
please, please.
Do you think you could do your wifely duty to convince him that to come on the show? Because we love him. We loved him since One Life to Live.
You want to convince somebody who to go on the soap? I can
Thanks.
Understand who you said. Oh, Jimmy Thanks. To go back on a soap? Oh, he would work.
No,
again.
No,
no on the phone.
We want to interview him.
Oh,
we would love
interview
to interview him.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'd have any problem with that.
Oh, please, please, please do. Please ask him.
Awesome, because, yeah, Oscars would love interviewing him. We all loved him. And we,
okay.
So thank
He's,
you for
I'm sure,
calling in.
Yeah.
And please come back anytime. And we will treat like crazy if we get you back on soap when it's safe.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being so supportive. And all the people out there that called in, I certainly appreciate it. It was wonderful to talk to you. I hope everybody continues to stay healthy and safe, and we can get this pandemic behind us and we can get back to some normal, regular soap opera life.
Amen.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
The guys there.
All right.
And,
take care, everyone. And, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that was incredible, guys.
Wasn't it crazy? Johnny called it.
Oh my God, what's going?
I don't know. There's some noise.
Hello?
Bobby, you here? Megan, you here?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Somebody's lying.
I know, I heard that.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are you?
Okay, well, I got one of the, don't ask me what I did. So, everyone, we
what'd you do?
Did, you know, and this not, I screwed up. Oh, said Nadia, I screwed up. 917, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh,
what?
God. Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Alana. I was hoping to speak to Cassie, but I guess
oh
you didn't have enough time.
Oh, my God, I owe you the deepest apology. I didn't see your number until now.
That's okay.
No, I feel just like an ass. I am.
Don't
know, so
don't worry about it. It's okay. I'll call in for the next one, whomever that may be.
Okay, why don't you put Perron number one when she calls in
yes,
for the next
I
show?
Yes, I will. I totally will. And
okay.
So delightful with Cassie today.
But yeah,
it was
a great show.
I just wrote down your number, so when we get back in, we we will get you back on the show.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
You.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God. Monica, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Monica. Hi. Oh, hi, Kirby. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Maggie. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
You know what, you guys? I'm exhausted because we've never had that many calls in such a long time. And
oh, yeah.
They switched the switchboard on me to the other side, and it was just confusing because it's usually on the right side, and today it was on the left side, and
I kept saying, oh, my God, okay, we have time to pose. And I tried to take as many as I could. And so, yes, and I loved having her on. That was amazing. And we
that was an awesome interview.
Went an hour and 20 minutes almost. Because at the 45-minute point, I saw that, okay, there's no way we are going to, it will be an hour. So then I bumped it to 90. So that's a good thing. And I have an announcement to make. But since someone was here yesterday for my announcement, okay, the $1,400 for Social Security people, SSI, all of the beneficiaries will be drumroll April 7th. Thank God, because, you know, and it will be in your account, and you don't have to look for in your mail the way they thought. And also they are talking about doing reactive payments, something like that, reactive or deactive, I don't know. To make it
that is awesome.
Your visit over. And people don't make it so bad that Biden's dog bit someone again. Okay, maybe the dog is just friendly. And the poor dog is getting bad press.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, dog are not perfect.
Yep.
And once the dog needs to see them, they just want to jump on you and say hi. And they don't mean to bite you, but they do bite you.
No.
But they don't mean to. And
yeah.
So we don't
if anybody, well, I know one thing for sure, Brian's definitely got a dog watched him and then that somebody tried to threaten his life.
Yeah.
All that Trump had was his wife, his dog.
That's a feeling I had.
Maggie, I'm so
you
happy
know,
to hear
and,
you.
I just want to say, too, we don't have a show tomorrow. And tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Yay.
Yeah, no. Didn't say yay.
Okay, no, we're not doing that.
Don't prank call.
Nope.
No prank call.
Definitely not.
Maggie knows how evil I can be on April Fool's Day.
You're not going to. You're not going to do it this year.
What?
No, you're not doing it this year.
I won't do it to you, but I have to do it to this one person.
Do it to me. Call me.
No, you cannot do it this year.
can
I tell you?
About.
I don't think I
do. Knowing you, it's really going to be something. I think it's going to be on Grandma again.
She's done it before?
Wait. You think I'm going to do it, Grandma?
Yeah. You're going to tell your father she lost the keys or something? Or...
Oh, my gosh.
If I were on one of those celebrity style boards, I hear more than
Maggie, she did that before?
I have came up with a plan.
If I can find one of those celebrity soundboards where you play jokes on somebody using a sound effect, I probably would be in on it, but I'm not going to be that mean.
Oh, you're not going to do that, Bobby?
I don't think I want him. To listen to a phone call.
Number one, you guys. Now that looks at the calendar, which is good for me. And number two, when it comes to his mother-in-law, which will be his mother, he falls for it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I tell you when you got the vaccine and it it, man, there was a secret ingredient saying, Carly, no church this year.
What do you mean?
When she got her vaccine.
Oh,
there's a sense of, yeah, no church for Carly this year. That was in your vaccine. You didn't notice?
No. Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Wait
Megan,
a second.
What
just...
the hell are you talking about? You.
Okay. Okay.
You're evil.
I like wanted you guys to prank call me. I don't know why.
It's my April Fool's Day, and you're so vague.
Okay, I know you love my dad because you guys are soccer fans, whatever.
Uh-huh. Happy nuts.
Oh my God, you know what? Okay, fine. If I cannot play on him, I know who the second best person is.
Yeah.
The Florida?
Your uncle?
Maybe. Florida?
But your uncle.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it's
my
perfect.
Gosh.
Yeah, I can go for that one. That
what?
One you have permission to do. That one you have permission to do.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only one, though.
She's going to prank call
like
tomorrow?
She's going to make
yes.
a prank call tomorrow.
See, Maggie is like my second mom. And
oh, my gosh.
She talks to my grandma a lot, thank God.
Oh, wow.
And so
she's
she
my second mom.
My uncle moved to Florida because of his 55. And
oh, wow.
I said 50. I could have said something else. Right, Mingy?
Mm-hmm. You said it. It's
and
okay.
No one in this family likes her. She is unlikable. She's so unlikable. You know, it's hard. So
oh,
she
wow.
moved to Florida almost 3 years ago. And
oh, wow.
my grandma has gone downhill because of him. Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
Her baby boy.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, she just misses her son. And
yeah.
For my grandma, it was always the boys. She
yeah.
always favored the boys. Always.
Yeah.
Us girls.
Yeah.
If we did one thing, we were in trouble for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
But the boys got away with everything, except when my
yeah.
brother started having kids, and he decided it was time to come clean on everything my brother and I did when we were in high school.
Oh, my
and God. It would have been fine if he just did it to mom and dad. My mom and
yeah.
dad just laughed it off by saying there's no way they can punish us from 20 years ago. But there's a big but. Grandma was at dinner with us that night. And she always begged that we were like the perfect kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since that night,
yeah.
Every time she looks at me, she does not, is not happy with anything I did, which is
no.
not my fault because I never saw anything. My brother threw me under the bus.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
wow.
my brothers and my cousin, the guys, all was grandma's favorites. So, you know. I and my grandma and I are like oil and water. You guys be.
Yeah.
Don't mention. Because
no.
I'm like my grandfather. I'm like my grandmother
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
When he died,
yeah.
she finally got away from that.
Yeah.
But what she wasn't thinking about was
yeah.
I'm his for you. I'm totally
yeah.
like him.
Don Jr. Don Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's why my grandmother and I have a very complicated relationship because I'm like her husband who she could not stand.
Yeah.
And I
But I have not played any mind games on her lately. Maggie made me stop. And the only one I really listen to is Maggie. I do listen to Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Nadia.
You're welcome.
I listen
anytime.
We're here. We're always here. We're here for each other.
Yes, we are. We're family.
That's right.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, we are. And we got a sweet brother, Bobby.
Yes, Bobby.
Brother Bobby.
I love you guys.
Bobby.
You guys are my family, my best friends. You guys, I'm just so glad that you guys are my life.
You know what? You guys, we are a very dysfunctional family.
I love it.
I love it.
We are so proper.
You know, it's all Nadia's doing. Because bringing Veronica into my life, I'm very grateful. So Nadia gets points, and what Nadia is doing behind the scenes right now, we are gonna love her forever.
Yes, definitely.
We have so many guests coming up that is great. We are in this new daytime after dark, and we can breathe again.
Amen.
We have fun.
Yeah, we have fun finally. And I just want to say Seattle weather today is sunny, but it's going to be raining all weekend.
Easter weekend?
Veronica, when did you go for your second shot, Susie?
I go in 3 to 6 weeks. I cannot wait.
Wait. Why are they making you my 3 to 6 weeks? It's supposed to be 20 days.
Yeah, because I just got my first shot on March the 23rd.
Right. Yeah, wait.
They get out like 20 days from the day we came in.
Really?
It was actually 7 because of the snow. They get, you know, and...
Did you have to choose? They didn't let you choose, right? Right, Carly, of the medicine?
Yes.
I hope so.
Remember, bring the card with you for the second, you know, because, my grandma forgot. She left it in the car in her purse. But she was able to look it up. But... I remembered it, and then they give you a sticker that you're totally vaccinated.
Thank God for that. That's all I got to say.
And really, the second, Veronica, you got the second one yet, right?
No, I'm getting mine in 3 to 6 weeks, and my mom gets hers on April 15th, the final shot for her. She's 64.
What about you, Nadia?
What? Chat.
Yeah, are you on your first or second?
I'm on my third. Because
I know you got your first one, but have you gotten your second one?
Yes.
Okay, see. And what about you, Bobby?
I already got mine.
Oh, you told me so.
I was telling Kathy earlier. I got my last one on March 4th.
I was going to say, I got confused.
I am just looking forward to our life getting back to normal.
Amen. I'm ready.
My mom asked if we would need anything for Easter, and Mom, Mom, we haven't done anything for Christmas. Thanksgiving, Easter, and we didn't do anything last year for Easter. No, we didn't, did we, Maggie? No, we didn't. So, this is the longest time my family, my whole family, has gone together, in a year, and No, I know. Yeah, I saw my sister for 5 minutes. Today's up
for your birthday.
Christmas. Yeah, huh? Well, no, she dropped off my Christmas presents. I'm the new dog. That was the last time I saw her. I saw my brother on my birthday. I saw my other brother in August. But we haven't been together as a family since August of 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we, I have an older sister, older brother, a little brother who everyone thinks he's my older brother because he's taller than I am. But, you know, we all haven't seen each other since the family reunion. So I'm hoping this summer that we get back to that because, you know, not being able to see everyone is so weird. You know, it's so weird not seeing anyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, I only see my grandbaby.
It's hard, you guys. I miss my whole family. I don't get to see much of my family, but I miss being around friends, you know, a lot. It's not the same.
I think if we had to deal with this when we were in high school, me personally, I would have gone crazy. Because there was internet then.
Yeah.
There was no internet. And cable was just coming when I was in high school. So, yeah, I would have been bored around the house.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, and we don't have a show tomorrow, you guys. But Friday night, who do we have?
Friday night we have Matt Weston.
Oh, that is awesome. I can't wait to talk to him.
Yay!
Me too. He will be
and that one be scheduled. And because of me, and may I say Maggie, but the first one when she saw the rescheduled about the month, and she knew was about me. You know, and she's like, I called her, she goes, what did you do this time? I'm like, the wheel went off. I went down. But let me tell you guys this. The fire department was so cute and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me want to break something.
No.
Like, it makes
no.
me like,
don't do that.
No.
Something, you guys.
No.
Positive don't do that.
No.
Okay, fine. See, when
you're be grounded to your bed.
So,
don't do that.
See, when Maine said no so fast, he means that you do. You guys, just when you know.
I'm very
and
serious about it.
Whenever I have a
don't do that,
idea,
Carly.
I usually tell Maggie. And then, you know, Maggie has to tell me no. But it's starting to be her favorite word. But I don't like no. So, yeah. But
don't do that, Carly.
On Friday night.
Oh, that sounds good. Don't. Okay.
Yes.
Maggie,
time,
I'm so happy I got to talk to you.
Me too.
Yeah, and
great job you're doing, Nadia.
Right.
Great to have all team
Nadia,
together.
You
I love Bobby.
And we are all walking, and just put it this way, you guys. I sort of hung up on someone today on the and I mean,
it's me. I need to.
You keep calling in for the first 10 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
We know who in it. You know who.
So, okay, you guys, we will be back on Friday night.
Okay.
All right, great show. Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Later, Curly. Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
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 Bye. All right, I want to do one more thing since we